This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. One of the big reasons why liberalism is so dangerous for society is because liberals tend to process information emotionally, while libertarians or conservatives tend to process information rationally. And you may say, well, why is one better than the other? Well, hey, the answer should be obvious. Society needs to have a plan. Society needs to have a rule of law. Society needs to have economic contracts. Society needs to have a system based on logic and reason and rationality. But the left wants to run everything on emotion, which means that it doesn't matter how bad the decisions are as long as they feel good at the moment. And that may have a short-term feel-good effect, but long-term it's disastrous. And I think a great example of this was President Obama. For 8 years, Obama could say anything. It was the way he said it that made people on the left feel good about Obama. He is still one of the most loved people today by people on the left because of the way he says things. It's the style, but not the substance. You see, there's the contrast. Now, conservatives are more interested in substance over style. Democrats are far more interested in style over substance. In fact, they don't even care what the substance is. Obama could stand there and lie to you in 12 different ways about Obamacare, which he did. He could lie and say, oh, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. Healthcare costs are going to plummet by $2,500 per family, and on and on. Those were actual lies that he said in promoting Obamacare. But it didn't matter. It didn't matter to his base because the fact that he was lying to them was irrelevant. He made them feel good. As Joe Biden said, the guy was a clean cut, clean, I don't know how, what Joe Biden said, but it was deemed as a very racist comment, by the way, as if Obama was white enough for Joe Biden. You know what I mean? but that's the way a lot of leftists saw Obama, the same way Joe Biden did, that he made them feel good. He inspired them. Here's a black guy who talks like a white guy. And that made the left feel good, which is a very racist thing, you know, to feel, but it didn't matter. Again, because the left is not rooted in rationality or reason. And it didn't matter what Obama's policies were. All that mattered is that he made them feel good. Same thing with Oprah. Oprah makes people feel good. Oprah has decades of practice making people feel good. She's an actor. You know, she has a production. She has a show that has many elements of fiction in it. And I'm not saying that Oprah isn't telling the truth. In many ways, she's very authentic. But she's also a performer. And as a performer, she knows how to bring people to tears. She is good at that. She makes people feel emotionally tied to her message. And Oprah's message often is not rational at all. I mean, look at the whole thing that Oprah did with that, what's called The Secret. That movie, The Secret, and that book, The Secret. Oprah was the biggest promoter of The Secret. Well, what does The Secret say? Essentially, The Secret says that you don't have to take action in the real world. You can sit in a room and wish for things, and they will come true. And it was just this complete garbage philosophy pushed by The Secret. And it was so chintzy, and it was so, you know, the movie showed you could have jewelry and money and cars and a big luxury home by sitting in a room and wishing for it because you create your own reality and so on and so forth. And Oprah pushed that. Why? Because it felt good. Felt good to people. Wasn't rooted in reason or rationality. Wasn't even real. You can't actually change your life by sitting in a room and wishing for it, by the way. You know, meditation has medical benefits in terms of stress reduction and stress adaptation. We've covered a lot of that. But you can't change the world by sitting in a room and wishing. Sorry to tell you, if you've believed that, it doesn't work that way. You actually have to get out and do things. Action is what changes the world, not wishing. But again, it was a feel-good message, and that's what Oprah specializes in. And that's what the left really enjoys, is feel-good messaging. And that's why they hate Trump. You know, there have been many videos where people like Mark Dice would go onto college campuses, and they would ask students, and others like the College Fix, I think, did some videos like this, and they would ask students if they really liked Bernie Sanders' tax reform. And they would describe to the students Donald Trump's tax reform, but they would call it Bernie Sanders' tax reform. And when the students thought it was the Bernie Sanders tax reform, they loved it. Universal acceptance. They loved it. Oh, it increased child tax credit? Really? Lower tax rates for 80% of Americans? Really? People can keep more of their money? Awesome. They loved it. And then when they were told it was the Donald Trump tax plan, they immediately hated it. Well, why is that? Because the left hates the style of Donald Trump, but not the substance. If you take away the Donald Trump layer to all of his politics, the left actually agrees with a lot more than you might suppose, including the tax reform plan, including, in many cases, immigration restrictions. If you actually talk to a leftist about America and about controlling the borders and about protecting jobs for minorities such as African Americans, you'll find that they support border control. But if you say it's a Donald Trump plan, then they hate it. And that's because the left is far more interested in style than substance. They want the emotional aspects of things, not the real aspects. This is all also why when you debate a leftist, you always win, because the left doesn't have any facts. And Ben Shapiro has made a career out of this. Ben Shapiro versus any leftist is like Godzilla versus a Taco Bell. You know what I mean? Ben just wipes the floor with them. Why? Well, Ben Shapiro, even though I don't agree with everything he says, but Ben Shapiro is one of the brightest and most logical and rational people. He thinks like an advanced legal expert. He understands structure, logic, reason, law, all these things. He's a master of it. And he wipes the floor with these Democrats because they are not rooted in logic. The Democrats don't enjoy facts. That's why the Russia collusion hoax had such longevity in the deluded minds of the left, because even though it was a fact-free, false hoax narrative, it resonated with their feelings. So they gave it a sense of reality. They made it real in their minds, even though it was completely false, because the left, doesn't matter if there aren't any facts to the left, that doesn't bother them. They live a fact-free life. Their lives are run by emotions and delusions and false narratives. Hence, Obama, Oprah, Hillary Clinton, all are steeped in falsehoods and delusions and hoaxes. And that's what the left loves. Donald Trump is a get-down-to-earth guy. He gets things done. His background is in construction and finance and developing hotels, building things. He's a real-world guy. He's a blunt guy. And that drives the left insane. And in many ways, I'm kind of the same way. I'm a real-world guy. I get things done. Have a new warehouse. We manufacture organic products. I built a laboratory. I run a lab. Working in the real world every day, getting things done. And I'm pretty blunt, too. Kind of like Trump is pretty blunt. And, you know, you don't win a popularity contest in America by telling people the truth. The way you win popularity contests, as Oprah has learned, or Obama has learned, is to lie to people all the time. That's what Obama did for 8 years. And Oprah, I wouldn't say she's lying to people, but she's sugarcoating everything, and she has an emotional ploy. She has a feel-good ploy. That's her act. And she's a performer, and she's perfected it. So if you want to live in the real world, don't listen to Obama or Oprah. But if you just want to feel good while your society is collapsing around you, yeah, they're going to be a great choice for you because they don't tell you the truth. But they sure make you feel good while you're losing your liberties and your freedom and your economy is collapsing, and that's what Obama and Oprah have contributed to all these years. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, for naturalnews.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangerstore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangerstore.com.